Okay, good afternoon to you, Brunswick Junior High School Jazz Band. My name is Chris Humphrey. I'm one of your adjudicators here this afternoon at the District 3 Jazz Festival here at Brunswick High School. Looking forward to it. Trumpets, nice opening entrance there. Trombones, careful on this right here. Okay, so first, third to fourth. First to third is a much bigger move than third to fourth. Be careful, trombones. Yeah, somebody's going 1-3, almost into fifth. When you go from third to fourth, you're going way too far for fifth. Careful. Sarah. Like to hear more bass? To make that walking feel really clear. Whose amp is which? If it's the bass amp, is the one that is out in front of the bass player, or if that's the guitar amp, so it's really far away from the guitar player, or if the amp that is right next to the guitar player is a guitar amp, I can't really tell. Bottom line is I could really use more bass in general, especially on a swing groove, to hear that four-quarter note. Jing, ting, 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 ting. Really pushing us through there.
Thank you.
like the trumpet section in general. You guys do a pretty nice job of being cohesive there. Yeah, what's the rhythm? Be-doo, be-doo, be-doo. One thing for the saxophones to really think about is triplets. Yeah. So, some good balance things and some good tonal things going on. Paying attention to dynamics. One thing that will really help you guys on that second tune is to really pay more attention to triplets. Do, da, triplet, 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 triplet. Really feel that subdivision. D, all the way through. Sometimes I felt some of you were going back to even eighths. One and two and ga, ga, goo, ga, triplet, triplet. Put a little more weight on that second eighth note. Keep it longer in the articulation. So guitar and bass are not matching up. Boo-boo-doo-ba-doo-ba-dum on those notes. I'm not sure if it's intonation or if it's wrong notes. Boom-ch-boom-boom. So bass and guitar, we've got to make sure we match up there. Make sure you're really feeling the tempo. Both of you have nice sounds, are playing nice stuff, but you're a little bit ahead of the beat. Be careful not to rush. Careful not to rush that. What's going on there? My guess is that's supposed to be a drum solo. So, but don't feel free to play a big fill there on drums. I think I don't have the score in front of me, but like the band stopped playing for some reason. My guess is it's a drum solo. A lot of good stuff going on here, guys. Good balance. I like the energy on that last shout section. You guys really put a lot of air through the horn. So soloists, just make sure that you're really feeling the time and the groove. But to me, the most important the difference between what we do as a jazz band and what you do in a concert band is that it's way, way more about interaction with the rhythm section. In a concert band, you have the band is playing and the percussion section is in the back, and their job is to kind of accent and accentuate what we do in the band. But they're much more a vital part of what goes on in a jazz band. So I think we got to really do a lot more with just maybe have the soloist just go over and hang out in the rhythm section, stand next to the rhythm section, just kind of get that feel going, get a groove going, and feel like we're jamming, because that's what's supposed to happen during the solos, is we leave this big ensemble, and all of a sudden it's just you and your quartet or trio. It's the bass player, the drummer, and the guitar player, and a soloist, and everybody else is just kind of hanging out waiting or playing background. So that would be my biggest suggestion to you guys as a band, is to think more about the groove and how you interact with the rhythm section. But that's me being picky. Nice job. Good band.